Okay, so welcome to this core teachings session here. And as you know, we've been going through some contemplation sessions with various people and bringing certain issues into the light to contemplate them with a particular question. So I am here today with Marcy. Hi, Marcy. How are you?
Hi, Helen. Thank you. I'm fine. And you?
Good. Yes, very good. Thank you. I know we were talking before I started recording about the issue that you wanted to look at today with a contemplative question, and it's around physical pain that you're struggling with. And do you want to just take us through that, what you said, and then we can go from there?
Yes. I know that when I was working with you in the past, it was about loving myself fully, and that pain is resistance. So I know I'd like to also deal with resistance and also loving myself fully. So we kind of came up with a question, how could I love myself fully and release pain and resistance to pain? So
that's a good one. And it will be, very applicable to people watching this. We've all had some physical pain at some time. And the very nature of pain is that we want to push it away. Mm. Whether it's emotional or physical, it's a great question to kind of go into with. Okay. So you probably know the drill anyway, but I'll say it anyway because somebody could be watching this for the first one. Okay. So contemplation, we're just going to ask this question: how can I love myself more and release this pain? And contemplation is really an art of asking a question, and we're going to allow all the answers that come. We're not going to judge any answers. There's no right or wrong answer, and there's no end answer. There's just us being more open with this question here. So I'm just going to ask you in your own time to tell us anything and everything that happens in response to this question. So the phone rings, that's a kind of answer. If you get an itch, that's another kind of answer. Pain itself, thoughts, sounds in your environment, emotions, energetic movements, everything is. And again, just opening up our definition of what an answer is. We tend to kind of, it's, you know, thoughts only. So how can you love yourself more and release this pain? We're not looking for any answer. We're just sitting here waiting to see what answers show up. And that's a different energy, isn't it? We don't have to do any work here, not doing any hard work.
It's funny, it immediately comes a deep sadness. Wow.
So we're just going to do our best to feel this. You don't have to be superwoman right now. Nobody wants to really feel a kind of sadness, but it's good. Doing your best. So it's a kind of emotional answer that can begin to move in the openness of the question.
Struggling with this pain for so long, and it's just this feeling that I want to get rid of it. And so it's like pushing it away, resistance, and I want to accept and allow.
And of course, you'd have some kind of resistance there. Of course you would. It's okay, isn't it? So just allowing the emotion, is it's just an answer. It's an emotional answer. And we don't have to, we don't have to push it away. We might not enjoy it, but it's not the right or wrong answer. Just staying with the question, feeling the emotion as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Just watching all the answers that come. How can I love myself more and release this pain? There might be long gaps between any answers, periods where there's just nothing happening, times when there's lots of answers coming. It's all just perfect.
I just thought of your satsang today, the fullness, and if I'm the Buddha, how can I experience the pain?
So it's just another type of answer thoughts and memories, isn't it? It's okay. Just allowing them. Don't have to do anything with the answers, just noticing them.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how I wonder if I want to skip over the feelings and go directly to this high philosophical answers, you know, rather than feeling what's here right now, which is interesting.
So that's another type of answer in itself, in a way, a little kind of resistance there, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of energetic type of answer in a way.
Okay.
Just allowing that as well. It's it's not right or wrong. It's just an answer. You probably come along with some negative emotions. Nobody really wants to feel those, do they? It's okay.
Mm.
There's going to be a I don't want this
feeling. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another type of answer. It's okay. They're all honored and allowed to be all the answers. How can I love myself more and release this pain? The question is doing the work for us. We're just here with the question. We're not working hard. We're just open, seeing what happens.
I had an amazing insight recently about acceptance and allowing that even non-acceptance is accepted, isn't it? And awareness, it's already too late. And the mind wants to struggle to accept, but it's already been accepted in the awareness. So that was a huge thing, you know, to see that. So I'm already accepting the pain, even though I think I'm resisting it, I guess. On a certain level.
There's always both going on, isn't there?
Yes.
No, and there's a yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heart's pounding.
A kind of physical
mm-hmm.
answer there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sensation.
There's a more noise outside.
Yeah.
No sounds.
It's not the kind of answer we would normally think of as being an answer, but we're just including everything. Yeah.
It's true. I love the inclusiveness of your work. Just so beautiful. Mm.
It's happening as we ask the question, so we're going to include it as an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That big breath there, that's a kind of answer too.
Sure, sure.
Just every now and again reminding ourselves of the question, how can I love myself more and release the pain?
Your spaciousness.
So there's another type of answer. It's not the right answer. It's just an answer. It's okay.
So you always want to cling to that one.
and that's
not funny.
That's the same, the opposite of that no answer, isn't it? It's a yes. Yeah. You know, it's okay. Yeah. An energetic answer trying to, it's all allowed to be. It's all allowed to be. Of course you're going to want to resist pain, and of course you're going to want to grab a hold of spaciousness. So okay.
Yeah.
They're all just answers, just allowed to be inside you.
It's funny that we have that preference, always preferring the positive rather than the so-called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Higher frequency. Put it that way.
How does your body feel now?
More relaxed. It's funny, the foot feels like, there's kind of like a hollowness that I feel sometimes with it. It just feels like less pressure on it.
Yeah.
And then when I stand and walk, there's this pinching pain.
Let's just stay with this moment now. Let's stay with the question here. Yeah.
Yes.
So just as we're asking a question, we're noticing energy's moving, body relaxing a little bit in general. And
yes.
The question itself is just doing that for us. So just an enormous benefit in just staying with the question.
So how can I love myself more?
Just curious.
The key.
Yeah, we're just curious. We'd like to see what answers are there.
A lot of times I just blank.
That's okay. Blank is an answer. It's a kind of a lack of answer in a way. It's okay. We're not trying to head towards anything. There's no goal here. We're just sitting with this question. Not trying to make anything happen. Kind of enjoying this time when we're not trying to get anywhere, we're just sitting with a question.
I find a lot of times when I do the contemplation that my mind jumps around to another question. It's like an avoidance or resistance of some kind.
Is that happening now?
No.
Let's just stay with this moment now.
Okay, you're right.
Even if it was, it's just another thought answer in a way, isn't it?
Sure.
It's okay. It's totally okay. Our only job here is just to bring attention back to the question every now and again. in case we've gone off in one of the answers.
Well, I tend to feel this sense of, even though I know it's bringing me to a higher recognition, this sense of that on some level I've failed because this has been going on for so long, this pain, like more than, you know, mm-hmm. year and a half or so. And I know there's no time, but I don't just feel like there's, what can I do to speed this up to kind of acknowledge, you know,
this sense of wanting to do something.
Yeah.
Can we
striving?
Can we look at that as an energetic answer?
So okay.
Energetic kind of movement, isn't it?
Right. Sure.
So we ask the question and then this energetic urge or surge to do some, this doo-doo-doo-ness. It's a kind of answer,
yes.
doesn't it?
Yes, right.
It's okay. It's not the wrong answer. There isn't a wrong answer. It's just an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice mm-hmm. it when it happens.
Yes.
No different than the mower outside.
Yeah.
Just an answer.
La, la, la.
So laughter. We kind of have some laughter as well. That's good. Another kind of answer.
Yeah. That's a fun answer.
Yeah. Some of them are nicer feeling than others.
Mm-hmm. But not to judge them. That's very good. It's very good. Not to say this is better than the other, you know.
Some of them might feel nicer, as we said, higher frequency. But
yeah,
we're just letting them all come because we're being in the open space of this question.
Mm-hmm.
How can I love myself more and release this pain?
I tend to get a lot of thought answers. My thoughts get a lot of thoughts.
That's okay. Yeah. Let us be mine trying to figure it out, and it's okay. Okay. They're all welcome, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what mine does. It tries to.
Sure does.
Again, it's not the wrong answer, it's just answers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just sit with this for a few more minutes and see what happens when we stay with this question here.
I tend to judge, so I don't feel that something is resolving. I would feel it in some way that, oh, there's a breakthrough, you know, and this just doesn't work that way, right?
So we're just noticing a kind of expectation or a kind of something like that,
A judgment of some kind, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Another answer.
Another breath.
And you might notice just kind of the more we sit with this question, there's a kind of slowing down going on. Not that that's the reason we're doing it, it's just kind of happening. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's not anything that we are trying to manufacture, it's just occurring. Body relaxes a bit more and we might begin to breathe a little better spontaneously without realizing.
So that in itself is loving myself more.
Yeah. And maybe even starting with the asking the question in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
and in the body, relaxing a bit more, loving my body. And these answers will be very subtle ways of this question being fulfilled, but we're not making any of that happen. We're just sitting with the question. The longer we sit with it, the longer we sit with it, the more the answers might become ones that we want to experience. How can I love myself more and release this pain? And it might just become clear that it's not so much a doing, it's more of this kind of being, this way of being. How are you feeling now?
Peaceful. Good. Thankful.
Let's just give it one more minute or so and let's see what happens.
Okay. More empty, less thoughts, kind of a release of that chatter.
Yeah. And if it's there, if his mind's chattering, it's just another answer, isn't it? If it's not, it's also another answer. It's not the right or wrong answer. There isn't really a right or wrong answer here. There's just answers.
Yeah.
The longer we stay with the question, the more pleasant those answers tend to be. Because we're relaxing more, we're slowing down. You notice that urge to do something, but we didn't really engage with it. We just stayed with the question. Maybe this is the doing, just this.
This is the love too, right?
Openness, the love.
Wonderful.
And at some point, we will get caught up in one of the answers, some thoughts or sensation, or and it's okay. We can just come back here to this question as soon as we remember. No judgment or blame. It's just at some point I'll wander away from my question and it's okay. I'll wander back again.
I love the inclusiveness of your work. It's just so beautiful. There's just no right, no wrong, just accepting everything.
We all start with contemplation as a goal setting thing, you know, a target thing. I've got to do this to get somewhere. But more and more we do it, we enjoying the actual asking the question rather than trying to contemplate to solve something.
Yes.
Of course, we want things in our life to change. Of course, you want this pain to go. But it's a shift in how we're approaching it, isn't it, with the question? What can I be rather than what can I do? Or how can I be with myself rather than what should I do to fix this?
Yes, it's wonderful that way.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there, before we wrap this up, the recording, is there anything that you have experienced differently today with the contemplation than before, or anything that you would like to say to somebody who's struggling with contemplation that you think would help?
Yes, I was struggling with it for a long, long time. And I've listened to a lot of your videos on the contemplation to try to, and it's so simple. I mean, there's nothing to do. You're just sitting with it.
That's why we struggle with it, isn't it? Because
it's so amazing that it could be so difficult when it's so easy, you know? There's nothing, just sit with a question, you know? But there's some resistance in the mind that just mm-hmm. doesn't want to hear this. That's just so, because it is so easy, I guess. Mm-hmm. So just to allow it to, you know, allow yourself some time to do it, I guess, is the key. You know? Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing this and sharing your time.
Thank you so much, Helen. It's a blessing to be with you. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.
So good. Thank you.